Brian McClain is Hesher, and both are on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back. That's right, TNTRadio.live. That's where you find us on the interwebs. Get on out there. Make sure you're checking it and get that mobile app. The mobile app is awesome. Really, really handy mobile app for your Apple phones and your, what's the other one? You know, your Android phones. Biden inadvertently sabotages legal justification for student loan debt plan with telling admission. So 60 Minutes just continues to bite. No. 60 Minutes, the interview continues to sniff Biden's hair from behind. President Joe Biden appeared to inadvertently sabotage on Sunday the legal justification for his student loan forgiveness plan. What did he say? Speaking in a 60 Minutes interview, host Scott Pelley asked Biden whether the pandemic is over, considering he attended the Detroit Auto Show last week, the event's first occurrence since 2019. In response, he said it is over, which was pretty funny because, you know, obviously the White House came out and said, not really. So anyway, last month, Biden announced his student loan forgiveness plan will cancel $10,000 of student loan debt per borrower who annually earns $125,000 or less, and $20,000 of debt per Pell Grant recipient. On the same day as the announcement, the Biden administration released the legal justification for Biden's plan. A memo released by the Education Department claimed a post 9/11 law known as the HEROES Act of 2003 authorized broad sweeping debt cancellation. Questions of legality aside, Charles Cook at the National Review explained the implications of Biden's admission, quote, "But even if one were to ignore all of the questions of legality, one could still not get past the fact that the powers to which Biden laid claim can be applied only when there is an active emergency, and that the active emergency Biden is citing has now passed." So did he shoot himself in the foot there a little bit? Yeah, he does that real, real good. All right. So did you know there are many ways you can listen to TNT Radio? Why not stream us direct from our website on your desktop, tablet, or mobile device, or download our app from the App Store? We stream live on YouTube, Rumble, and Odyssey. And you know what? We got you covered here on TNT Radio.
Making sense of the stories.
They break down the big stories.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right. Our next guest is a public speaker and transformational executive with an impressive track record. He is leading the charge at Urban Global Health Alliance as CEO and founder, and at Freedom Travel Alliance as CMO founder. He's a lifelong champion for human rights in the Black community and as the founder of Urban Global Health Alliance. The mission of the UGHA is to educate, empower, and release urban communities and their leaders from decades of indoctrination and suppression, and to create effective public policy which safeguards rights of equality. Building a healthy society, right? Building healthy communities create healthy societies. That's a quote right there. He can be found on zfreedomfoundation.org website and the Zelenko Report podcast sometimes. His name is Kevin Jenkins. Welcome to the program, Kevin, and thanks for taking the time to join us today.
How you doing? It's great to meet you, Brian. Pleasure to meet you. As a matter of fact, I'm no longer the CEO of Urban Global Health Alliance. I'm the founder and I'm a CEO emeritus, but I'm now the co-chair of the Zelenko Freedom Foundation along with Ann Vandersteel. So they got my wrong bio, but that's okay. I mean, I got so many different titles in my life. I can't even keep up with it myself. You know, but how are you doing?
I know. Not much. I'm really happy to meet you and I appreciate you joining us. Yeah, I was looking over there. I was kind of just doing a broad web search of you this morning and getting to know you on my own there. So I might have just pulled that myself. But yeah, I was checking out the Zelenko Freedom Foundation, and what you guys are doing over there is really cool. You're over there with Ann Vandersteel, right? She's one of the co-chairs.
Yes.
Oh, it looks great. Tell us all about it. I love the overhead of what the organization is. But for anyone who's not familiar, get us familiar.
Well, you know, as you know, Dr. Zelenko was an American hero, stepping out of his small practice where he was taking care of people during this tragic time in history during the COVID pandemic. he came out and said, listen, I want to do something to help people heal and build their immune system. And he created this product called Z-Stack, and it revolutionized and opened up the floodgates for people to start really understanding what they needed to take care of their bodies and what they needed to heal their bodies. But Dr. Zelenko, of course, I don't know if a lot of people know that, but I knew this, but he was sick all through that. He was dying all through that experience. And he was stepping out on faith, and he was sacrificing for the rest of the country. So he called Ann and I to come and talk to him several weeks before he passed to talk about running his foundation, the Zelenko Freedom Foundation, because he wanted to make sure that his legacy was kept intact and that we did the work that he wanted to do. Like, for instance, building the Zelenko Fellows right now, building future leaders in this country, because we need them so, I mean, we need them so much now because we've seen what they've done to our young kids and these universities and these schools. So we have to start developing our own leaders now that are going to be working in government, working in business, working in nonprofit sector, working in the spaces where they can bring some sort of critical thinking. So when these kinds of issues happen or these kinds of crises come upon us, that we have leaders in place that understand the complexities of them. The second thing that he wanted to do is he wanted to incubate businesses that were going to be focused on well care as opposed to sick care. And that's one of our missions, looking for companies and working with companies and helping to grow these companies that will be acting as, you know, the healing source of all the things that we need to heal our bodies and heal our minds outside of going to our doctors and taking and being poisoned every day. As we now know, that's what's been happening to us in this country. Our bodies have been commoditized by big pharma in a way that I don't even think the average citizen understood until just recently. The second, third part of that is, of course, education, remodeling education, looking at what education should be looking like in the next, you know, 20 to 30 years, reimagining how we educate and train and develop our children and as wholesome and socialized human beings, but developing them as effective human capital so they can go out and build and earn and live in a world of freedom. The fourth thing of the, that leg is going to be focused on public policy. Public policy is critically important. We have seen what bad public policy can do. So now we're going to be working on being proactive and pushing public policy through the system, the government that has abandoned us. We're going to take that over and we're going to start crafting policies that make sense about healing and protecting, you know, our body sovereignty and protecting our rights. And the fifth thing is community development, like really looking at how do we build stable communities based on principles and morals and values around faith, family, and freedom, where we can grow our children and evolve as community, no matter what your race is, really looking at how do we build strong communities that are not going to be held hostage to these global tyrants and the government that have failed us. So we have our work cut out for us, but we just started the Zelenko Report. Right now, we're starting our speaker series here in September the 29th. Christiane Northrup, Barbara Lowe Fisher, Judy Mikovits, Maureen McDonald, and Sherry Tenpenny is going to be honored at our first speaker series, where we're going to be having in-depth conversation, not just about COVID, not just about health, but who these women really are and what motivated them to stand in the gap for humanity. So if you go on our website, you can see that event happening on September the 29th. And on November the 12th, this is one of the most exciting events that's going to be happening in this country. We're going to be giving out the first, the equivalent of the Nobel Peace Prize, and it's better than the Nobel Peace Prize. We're going to be giving out the first Zelenko Freedom Award at the gala November the 12th. If you go on our website, zfreedomfoundation.org, you will see all of that information and see all the work that we're doing. Now, Brian, you have to know, we started this in June, and it's now September whatever. And so we're moving light speed, you know, to be able to produce value and fulfill what Dr. Zelenko wanted. And you know what he wanted was to spread the truth like a mantra. And I think that's what we're working on in fulfilling his mission and fulfilling his legacy, his dream for America and for the rest of the world. So that's what Ann and I are working on right now. And it fits into all the things that I've done all of my life around building institutions, understanding global economics, community economic development, understanding how you build new educational systems for the future, healthcare in the sense that traveling to Africa, working for the Dreyfus Foundation. So I have a well-round of work experience in history and government affairs and legislative affairs to be able to sit in the room and create real strong institutions.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That is a very, very strong platform you're working with right there. And I think that's the kind of thing that must have invigorated enthusiasm and value in these current times. People have been so dejected, so demoralized, so browbeaten over the last two administrations of politicians and the last 2.5 years of events, and now dealing with this absolute horror, this unknown long-term slow motion humanity car crash horror that is mRNA technology being injected into massive, massive percentages of the world's population with unknown effects. We do not know. Well, we're starting to know, and a lot of us that were warning people 2 years ago are suddenly, sadly, being vindicated almost daily when we see the rollback and the excuses and the oopsies and everything that everything that people like you and I and Dr. Zelenko and all the other people that you mentioned there, we were all character assassinated. We were all canceled. We were all demonetized. We were all deplatformed. We all lost friends and family because we were warning people about this, about what's happening here. And as you're pointing out, our own health and our own body sovereignty is paramount. That's why that is one of those key pieces in your platform there. And man, that is just so important right now. And people are starting to realize it, and people are bummed out. People are having mental problems, spiritual problems, work problems, financial problems. We're seeing so much just fallout from everything that's happened over the last few years, the last 2.5 years. And then you can add the entire Trump era in there, as far as I'm concerned, too, because that was just complete madness. I'm not blaming Trump for it, but I am blaming Trump for it. It's too complicated to just blame anything on a figurehead at this point, especially now that we know that the freaking White House won't even back the president up when he goes on air and says something stupid. It's like we've never had a better example of how figureheads don't actually run the country than that one. That was, you know, popular term.
Well, you know, Brian.
Yeah,
our government has been broken for decades. We just was in denial about it, and our leaders have been dumbed down for the last several decades. We've just, you know, been in denial about it. They've been taking our freedoms away from us because we've allowed them to do that. And we're in denial about that. So, you know, the power of we is going to change what's happening in this country and what's happening in the world now. Not as opposed to they did this to us. They masked my kids. They forced these injections on us. We have to take back our power. We don't have to wait to be empowered. And that's why the Zelenko Freedom Foundation, we're driving that new thought, you know, that mission of being, you know, inwardly and taking and capturing that power you have inside of you to do the great works to save humanity, to save our children, to save our communities, to save our families. I mean, their number one mission is to destroy life, to rewrite the DNA of our faith, to strip us of our relationship to God, something greater than, you know, to worship something greater than ourselves. And I got to tell you, it's an exciting moment right now. Because I think, you know, people are waking up. People didn't know all of this. We thought they did, you know, but they didn't know about the NIH. They didn't know about the World Health Organization. They didn't know about the role that Big Pharma has played in destroying life. They didn't know that Big Pharma was indemnified through the 1986 vaccine injury law, that they are not responsible for the poison they inject in your body. We already knew about myocarditis. We already knew about that spike in AIDS, HIV that's going to be happening. We knew this sudden death was going to happen, and everybody said that we were lying. We were telling the truth. And guess what? The truth is the light. And now people are figuring it out. And for all of the people that are vaccinated, it's time for you to look in the mirror and say, guess what? We were duped. We were wrong. I mean, they were wrong. We were wrong for listening to them. But there's an opportunity to come and work with us so we can never allow this to happen again. We can work together. It's not about the vax and unvax. That's not what this is about. Guess what? We know people were coerced. We know people didn't understand the issue. But guess what? There was a small group of people like yourself, Brian, that stood in the gap for all of these children and all of these mama bears and all of these people that were fighting for decades, telling us that Big Pharma had this grand plan to commoditize all of our bodies for our lifetime. And look at the damage that's been done to our children. Look at the damage that's being done to them now in these schools. So we have our job cut out for us. We don't have, we should never take the position that we should be separate from one another. We should be coming in and working together no matter what the circumstances are, because there's a bigger fight. We have a group of people that want to strip the earth of humanity. That is frightening to think that a group of people are sitting in rooms for the last 50 to 60 to 70 years trying to figure out how to wipe us out. And we all played a role in it. And the only way we can fix this is if we get past our denial, admit that we were wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's gotten so crazy. It has gotten so crazy, Kevin. Hold the line. We're going to take a station break here with today's news talk, everybody. I'm joined by Kevin Jenkins, and we'll be right back.
TNT Radio's Jason Olborn.
The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices met for 8 hours on September the 1st, 2022, and authorized the untested boosters 13 votes to one. So, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky endorsed the recommendation later that evening. Pfizer's new booster is a bivalent injection targeting Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5, which are the two currently in circulation, whilst Moderna's bivalent shot targets the already extinct Wuhan strain and Omicron's subvariant BA1. Of course it does. Pfizer's bivalent booster was tested on a total of 8 mice. 8! And they only checked antibody levels, even though antibody levels cannot tell you whether the shot actually protects against infection and symptomatic and or serious illness. And Moderna refused to even announce how many mice it tested its vaccines on.
Jason Olborn and Jason Q. Citizen on TNT Radio.
Affordable housing, we can build that. Sustainable housing, we can build that. At MIT Modular, we understand the importance of housing for all and the importance of design, cost, and functionality. Our goal is to meet the needs of our growing population by converting shipping containers to livable units. If you're like-minded and in a position to invest in something meaningful and life-changing, we want to hear from you. We are a team of professional architects, engineers, and financial and tax experts dedicated to offering unique solutions that provide a brighter future. Our Opportunity Zone Fund offers investors both real estate and operating business diversification, 5-year tax deferral on capital gains, annual tax benefits, and ultimately tax-free appreciation potential. There are Opportunity Zones all over America. If you're interested in learning more about our services, need affordable housing, or want to participate in creating a new vision for tomorrow, give us a call in the U.S. on 385-985-5702. Or read more at mitmodular.com. MIT Modular. We can build that.
Big pharma corruption, medical corruption, government corruption, political corruption, climate change corruption. The threats to your happiness are many, but that's where we can help. Today's news talk, TNT Radio. Our truth shall keep you free.
Corruption, corruption, corruption. It's like whack-a-mole, everybody. It's just like whack-a-mole out here on the Brian McClain Show. Oh, my goodness. So much corruption. Oh, boy. Wow. Okay, so I'm joined by Kevin Jenkins from the Zelenko Freedom Foundation, which you should check out, especially if you're one of those people that we were referring to before the break there, and you're feeling it. You're feeling it. You're all of a sudden realizing, oh, my goodness, we don't have a proper pool of future leaders. Oh my goodness, we do not have a proper pool of businesses that are going to support the community. Oh my God, we do not have an education system that is going to work for a functional society ever. In fact, our education system may have been, it has, weaponized against us to create a lot of the problems that we're having right now. And then there's the public policy, and then there's the community. There's so much to fix. There's so much to fix, and we're not going to get any ideas about how to fix it in the mass media cartel, are we, Kevin? It's not the ideas fixing aren't there.
No, we're not. That's why it's so important that we start to structure, you know, our nonprofits and our businesses for the future of this country, so we won't have to rely on them. You know, on our food distribution side, you know, how do we educate? One of the goals that we, this is the dream of all dreams, to really change the culture of health in this country, to really move out of, you know, sick care to well care. And that's going to take a lot of work because we've all been brainwashed. We've all been taking this poison from Big Pharma. You know, every time you go to a doctor now, they're like, hey, how you doing? Oh, by the way, next week you're going to have high blood pressure. So I got to give you these pills to protect you from high blood pressure. Never about how to eat, how to eat to live. It's always about how to come to my office to poison me. And I think people are waking up. Even the vaccine schedule that went from maybe in 1986 vaccine injury bill was passed. People weren't really taking all of those experimental biologics. And I call all of them experimental biologics right now because we've learned so much about the vaccine industry. Right? People weren't taking it. Now our kids are getting 79 shots. I mean, do you think they're going to be normal after 79 shots? I mean, it's very interesting. I think people need to understand that we are the commodity to their trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that they make every year. They're actually using our taxpayers' dollars to finance our own homicide on us. I mean, I think there should be a tax revolt in this country. I think people really need to start pushing back. We shouldn't be giving money to the FDA. That's the vaccine corporation that sold us out. They've all been captured. We shouldn't be giving money to the CDC. We shouldn't be giving money to the World Health Organization. We should be closing those places down. Those places will never represent us ever again. And by the way, now that we know who they are, they never represented us. The CDC has gotten it wrong every time. And it's causing great harm and damage to our children, wearing the mask, experimental biologics. All of those things are damaging our kids' future. That's why we have so many sick kids in this country. That's why we have so much obesity in this country. That's why we have so much mental illness in this country. It is impacting us. And we need to do a better job of preserving what God gave us.
Could you imagine, Kevin, if you went to the doctor, if you've been on the standard American diet, and you went to the doctor, and that first thing and you were experiencing, you know, high blood pressure, whatever, we'll leave the shot aside right now and just go back to an organic human being's experience instead of a genetically modified one. But that's an aside. And it's not a pejorative against those of you that have been genetically modified. I love you too. And we want to make sure that you heal from this scary thing that you've been tricked into taking. So say it's 2019, we don't have to think about any of this stuff. You go to the doctor and the doctor says, oh, well, you're a little overweight. You're a lot overweight. Are you eating Doritos? Are you eating things with processed seed oils in them? You know, your cholesterol's all tweaky. You're showing signs of type 1 diabetes onset or type 2 diabetes onset. Could you imagine, has anyone listening, did you ever go to the doctor and say that, or I have a skin problem, or I bruise easily? Did they ever ask you if you're eating stuff that is highly processed seed oils, or if you have enough magnesium in your body, or if you've tried high doses of vitamin C? I'm going to guess the answer is no. And I'm also going to guess that what the Zelenko Freedom Institute Foundation is going to promote in their incubating of businesses into well care, not sick care, is conversations like that, right when someone comes in the frickin' front door.
Yeah, it's critically important that we find doctors and, you know, naturopaths and integrated health institutions and healthcare centers that are focused on healing the body and the mind. You know, it's critically important. We need to step away from these hospitals that profited off of death. We need to step away from these doctors that keep pushing experimental biologics and medicine that they know are going to damage who we are as human beings. I mean, whatever happened to good doctors that really understood that their job and the Hippocratic Oath was to take care of us, not destroy us, not to break our bodies, but to heal our bodies? You know, it's really interesting how doctors now, I mean, I don't really go into hospitals or those places much often as I used to. And I never took a lot of medicine anyway. I've always worked out all my life. I've always watched what I've eaten. But Brian, I got to tell you, I've even gotten smarter in the last 2 years. Even me, you know, I'm like really reading everything. I'm focused on, you know, all of the ingredients. I knew about trans fats. I knew about all of that, but I'm even more disciplined than I've ever been because I want to prove to the people that are watching me as I evolve through my health, you know, life, that I'm doing the work that it takes to build and heal my body and my mind and my spirit. And that's what we should be doing in our families, doing a real assessment of what we're putting in our bodies. Why do we feel the way that we feel? Why do we feel the angst that we feel? Why are we always sick? Why is our kids always sick? Why do we still take our kids during the vaccine schedule to go before they go to school to give them more poison every year, expecting good returns? You know, we need to start asking a lot of questions. And I think in the last 2 years, we're starting to ask those questions. And I'm very happy to see that even in my own household. You know, if you come in my house, Brian, you're like, my God, you know, like, wait a minute. I mean, we research everything because we really are afraid of the damage that's been done prior. You know, maybe not to me, but some of my other family members that weren't following my lifestyle, but now they're joining the ranks of how do we get closer to what God created? And that's important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very important. It's very important. We're going to go to break in a moment here, but before we do, I'll say a good friend of mine, Mr. Clive DeCarl, who is a great health speaker, great health advocate. He made the analogy once, if somebody came and brought you like a $10 million horse and said, here, watch my horse this afternoon. Would you then ask him, okay, well, what percentage of the food I'm going to feed your $10 million racehorse would you like to be poisoned?
Right.
And of course, the percentage is none, you idiot. Why do you even ask? So it's the same thing with your children. Why would you treat your own children any different than a rich horse race owner would treat his $10 million horse? Why would you drop your kid off at public school and say, okay, well, actually at public school, I'm afraid to be the bearer of bad news, folks. Don't shoot the messenger here, but it's 99.9% of the food there available for lunch is poisoned. So think of your child even more highly than you do that $10 million racehorse. Think of yourself that way. Think of your family that way. I know it's easier said than done. It's a struggle, but it's worth striving towards and making improvements every day. All right, we got to take a quick station break here, everybody. We're with Kevin Jenkins from the Zelenko Freedom Foundation. Check them out on the web. Make sure you know what they're up to. They got a podcast going, some video podcast streams going there. They got Ann Vandersteel over there co-chairing. It's an awesome outfit. And we'll be right back with Kevin on TNT.
This is James O'Neill with a check of today's headlines. More migrants came to the U.S. illegally last month, 203,000 stopped by Border Patrol, adding to what's been a record year. Hurricane Fiona is passing by the Caribbean islands, a Category 3 hurricane with 115-mile-an-hour winds, which has already struck the Dominican Republic. World leaders have come to New York for the United Nations General Assembly. The head of the U.N. is warning the world is in peril because of COVID, climate change, and conflict.
Don't miss a thing. Be sure to download the TNT Radio app from either the Apple App Store or Google Play so you can easily listen live to us anywhere, anytime. Available right now to download. Keeping you up to speed on TNT Radio.
Welcome back to the Brian McLean Show. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Thank you for joining us. We're with Kevin Jenkins from the Zelenko Freedom Foundation. We're talking about a lot of stuff here. I think we're talking about a holistic, I mean, if we really back it up a little bit, we're talking about a holistic America, and this doesn't just have to apply to America. Everybody can benefit from this everywhere, these principles, these maxims that Kevin is talking about here. We're talking about a holistic philosophy of repair here, a philosophy of healing, not just for our bodies, but for our minds, for our media, for our education, for our policies, for our communities. It's some people might say that's pie in the sky, Kevin, but you know what? I think if we don't aim big right now, we're going to lose the whole thing. The whole thing's going to go up in flames if we don't fix these things that are the foundations of what you guys are doing there.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why Dr. Zelenko wanted to start this foundation, because he knew at the foundation level, we can really get down and dirty about how do we save this country, heal this country, and how do we get them focused on becoming healthier human beings as opposed to, you know, being on a commodity for big tech or, you know, the commodity for big pharma. And how do we stop them from being miseducated by watching mainstream media and create other sources of information like the Zelenko report that allows them to have a bigger conversation about what's happening in the world and not live in fear about that. But, you know, the struggle is, you know, after 50 to 60, 100 years of this program, and we have our work cut out for us. But I think people like yourself and myself and other freedom warriors and other patriots and people in the medical freedom movement, they realized that this is not about party. This is about us coming together to save the planet. And it's happening every day. Think about it. You know, I'm on the disinformation list. I'm one of the 12 that at the White House said that we were pushing out 65% of misinformation. Well, guess what? I want them to do another press conference to say we're responsible for pushing out 65% of the right information that's helping to save America and preserve life on the planet. So it's really interesting when the government comes after you, they practice three arts. They first try to humiliate you. And if they can't do that, they try to destroy you. And if they can't do that, they try to criminalize you. And we've seen all of that in the last 2.5 years through censorship and government control. And we should be fighting back every day, fighting back to take our school boards, fighting back to take back our local governments, fighting back to strengthen our states and our politics as it relates to voting in this country. Because these people have no idea. The mass population of the people in this country have no idea what's ahead for them. And it's our job, because God has endowed us with this information, to spread the word like the new gospel to preserve humanity and to preserve this planet.
That's right. And that's what it is, folks. It's time. The time is far past, quite honestly. We should have gotten our crap together, our collective crap together, back in 2001 on September 11th. That was probably the first salvo. Well, it wasn't the first one, you know. We could go back to the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913. We could go way back. There's a litany of these things. But for our modern situation, Kevin, I think it goes back to 9/11, which my previous guest was talking about. And that was sort of the declaration that, hey, we're here, we're going to clean the decks, and we're going to start working towards this UN Agenda 21 thing. We're going to sell it to you under ecology and environmentalism. And once we reach those goals, which they did, and they were not going to reach them without COVID, I keep maintaining they were not going to reach their own maxims for UN Agenda 21 in 2019. They just weren't lined up for it. But then COVID came along and boom, every single checkbox on UN Agenda 21 was ticked, and the population was ritually humiliated and just turned into a prison planet, basically. And now they're telegraphing what they're going to do for their UN Agenda, smart green agenda, whatever it is, sustainable agenda 2030. And it's just the next logical steps of technocracy. And everybody's starting to realize these guys that have been talking about this technocracy and transhumanism stuff for the past 15 years aren't psychos. They're actually doing everything those people have been telling us. And the reason people like us have been telling folks like you out there in the audience that this is coming is because they've been writing about it for decades. They've been planning it for decades. It's not us just saying, it's going to be Terminator. It's going to be, you know, Brave New World. It's going to be 1984. No, it's not just stuff from science fiction. Science fiction is based on actual philosophy and policy and path of powerful people who have been very unashamedly telling us for decades, maybe 100 years or more, that this is all coming, and it's coming to a head now. So the time is now to exercise that First Amendment stuff and engage with people like us and listen to independent media like TNT Radio. Otherwise, you're lost. It's too late. It's arguably already almost too late. If they enact all the stuff they got going for Sustainable Development 2030, Great Reset, Green New Deal, all these stupid labels for the same thing, we're hosed. There is no America at that point. Am I right? I mean, there's no constitutional republic that can exist.
Brian, you're absolutely right. We're fighting for the very soul of this country. And I'm just proud. Listen, I got to tell you, when I started 2 years ago, I've traveled probably, it's 350,000 miles, but it's probably more than that. You know, I've talked to America. I've done a poll of this country. And they're talking about how do we come together to fight against these global tyrants. They're not talking about race. You know, that's for the radical left. That's for that cult to keep pushing it out there. They're talking about how do we come together to preserve life? How do we come together to protect our communities? How do we come together to protect our children? How do we come together to save the planet? That's what people are saying. How do we find God again? How do we get connected to something greater than ourselves? How do we bridge the gap where we can show the world that we're past the hatred that they're selling us, the segregation that they're selling us, the separation that they're selling us? We are standing in the gap, all of us, the ones that were chosen for this moment to fight against the tyranny of our time. And those are the things that I talk about. And that's the whole spirit of the Zelenko Freedom Foundation, standing up for humanity, demonstrating hope, demonstrating love, because we believe love wins. And through all the things that we're working on right now, I think it gives us the ability to build a new infrastructure and a new love language with God and life that we can start to produce huge value for our children in the coming decades.
Yeah, it's so important. It's so important because if this all happens, if the Bill Gateses of the world and the global governance of the world and the bankers, the World Economic Forums, they all want the same thing. The Davos crowd, CFR, you know, you just go down the list of NGOs and global international Fortune 100 companies. They're all pushing in the same direction. And the only people that don't have a voice in that direction is all of us. All of us. I didn't vote on it. You didn't vote on it. You listeners didn't vote on it. These people are trying to change the nature of our country. Let's set all the other garbage aside. We can argue about that later when we regain our First Amendment, when we regain our political processes, when we regain our education systems. You know, and it's like you said, it's not about party. It's not about party at all.
You know, Brian, that's very, very important. I think we have the opportunity right now to reseed the planet, you know, with truth and justice and righteousness and God. We have an opportunity to, this is the greatest opportunity for us to do that, to regenerate the soil, right? To really look at, you know, why did we allow these people to poison our food? Why did we allow these people to destroy our children in these schools? How did this happen? But once we identify that, you know, start to build the new infrastructure that will breathe something positive into the world that we live in. We need to step away from all of this hatred that they're spewing on TV. I mean, just think about it. The President of the United States of America, think about it. United States of America just said over 100 million. They keep saying 75 million. I think it's 100 million people. He said 100 million people in this country because they don't believe in modern day slavery. They don't believe in mandatory experimental biologics. They believe in body sovereignty. They believe in God. They believe in family. They believe in the country. And they believe in making America a great again where we stood for something, right? Think about that. They're saying that they want to take that away from us. They're saying that we should not have that. So we have a great opportunity to prove them wrong. And we have a great opportunity to stand in a gap for God because God gave this all of this to us and we've squandered it. We threw it out with the garbage and now we're paying the price for it. So we got to get back connected with each other to find the real truth that we need to be able to fight these global tyrants because it is more of us than them. It is more of us than them. But if we can get past our egos and get past these petty differences that we were programmed to absorb into our spirit, we can then change the planet and change the world. You do not have to over-intellectualize. And I think the problem with us is we're all too damn smart. You know, you get in a room and you start talking about building models for the new world and somebody might get upset with this person because they believe the apple should be more redder. And they, I mean, it is the most, anybody that's talking like that right now and fighting each other, they're doing God a disservice. They're doing their children a disservice. We need to get past that.
Yeah. One of the primary missions of the mass media cartel has been to polarize us. And one of the primary missions of the social media cartel has been to atomize us and dehumanize us and reduce our attention span and our ability to do critical thinking. And gosh darn it, our ability to communicate with other people. These are big, big problems. And those are fueling and fueled by, in sort of a self-licking ice cream cone sort of way, what's happened in our education system. That whole thing has just turned into a giant toxic feedback loop that is just destroyed people's ability to be friends and neighbors and family members and coworkers that care about each other. You know, it's like, instead of asking each other, hey bro, you okay? You know, how you doing? And actually mean it and actually care to hear how they're doing. It's not that. It's like, what about this in Ukraine? Or it's like fishing for that one thing that you can flip on the person for. Like, oh, I'm outraged because you wear a red hat, or I'm outraged because, you know,
yeah,
wear a black mask and burn down federal buildings and don't get arrested. Well, maybe we're all mad about that one.
Well, no, actually, what we saw last year was an attempted coup of America. I mean, what Black Lives Matter did, what Antifa did, you know, what our government officials were doing, they were participating in a coup of this country. And that's why they were focused on January 6th. They were trying to keep us, it's called maximum sophisticated confusion. You know, what they were accusing the people of January the 6th of doing, they were actually doing it in real time. That's what an insurrection was. It's not about the people that were saying, this is our government, this is our building, and we have a voice. You know, think about this. They are penalizing Americans for walking in the building that they own. Think about this now.
Yeah.
They're penalizing Americans. They are criminalizing Americans for walking in a building that they own. So the government doesn't work for us anymore. The government is not there to protect us anymore. The government is there to destroy us. The government is there to strip us of every resource we have. The government is telling us that if your kid is born a boy, we can turn them into a girl. If your girl is born a girl, we can turn them into a boy. They're saying that, oh, we'll stop your churches because we'll pay them all off. That's why I tell people, how do you go to churches that zoomed in Jesus, and then when they offered them money, open up their churches to spread the good word, the gospel? Oh, you know what their gospel is? Take the experimental biologic and die.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There you go. That's a good place to take a station break there. That is their gospel. And you know what? That's sad, because that is the gospel of scientism, everybody. So if that's the gospel at your church, you do not have a church of Jesus or any other savior that you might be into. You have the church of Fauci. You have the church of Gates. You have the church of Klaus Schwab. And it gets uglier from there. It's a longer list than that. We'll be right back, though, with Kevin Jenkins here on TNT.
Give me a minute with TNT Radio's Steve Malzberg.
So who knew that the U.S. Department of Defense has a chief diversity, equity, and inclusion officer in their education division? Kalissa Wing is in charge of K through 12th grade education for the entire U.S. military. According to Fox News Digital, there's a major problem. The story says she's authored several anti-white posts on social media. In June of 2020, she wrote in part, "This lady actually had the caudacity to say that black people can be racist too. I had to stop the session and give Karen the business. We're not the majority. We don't have the power." Now, caudacity, I'm told, is the audacity of white people. And notice the changed definition of racist, which excludes blacks. She's claimed that racism is ingrained in the fabric of our society and has referred to former President Trump as the whole boy version of a Karen, and former Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos as the Queen of Karens. After the Fox story appeared, Wing's Twitter account was made private. Now, as of this recording, Kalissa Wing still has her job. God help America. Thanks for giving me a minute. I'm Steve Malzberg for TNT Radio.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
When you need to know what's going on around the world and at home, keep it on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back to the Brian McLean Show on today's News Talk. Thank you for joining us, everybody. If you missed any of this episode, you can find it in the episodes up there in the menu at tntradio.live. I'm joined by Kevin Jenkins. He is the co-chair of the Zelenko Freedom Foundation. And we're having a pretty important conversation, I think, here, Kevin, because what you said earlier is something that I'm finding is a growing theme among common sense people, common sense, sandwich eating American people, global people. I don't want to use the word global citizens, because Klaus Schwab might get a chub, but It's not about party anymore. It's not about party anymore. We can see the corruption going both sides across the aisles, winding through the mass media, the social media, corrupting the education system, the health system, the food system. It's systemic and it is bad and it is unsustainable, to use one of their own words against them. By they, I mean globalists who want control of humanity instead of freedom for humanity. So pick up where we left off or take us in the next direction. We got about 10 more minutes to hang out here. I'm really enjoying this, Kevin. I hope we get to do this again.
Oh, that's no problem. I just want Americans and people around the world to know it's just not about us winning. It's about making sure that the loop of tyranny never comes back again. And the reason why it comes back over and over again is because we become culture corrupt. I tell people all the time, we are just as corrupt as the people that we're fighting because we accept what they do to us. And then we want to blame them after they succeed. So we have the opportunity to make sure that never happens again. So it's not about winning and losing, because when you say winning and losing, it has a final date. No, what we're saying is that every day we get up, we have to make sure that we fight to preserve our free, our body sovereignty, that we fight to preserve our parental rights, that we fight to preserve our constitutional republic, that we fight to reserve, you know, what America is and what America stands for. And as a Black American man, I understand that all of the atrocities that happened in this country through slavery, chattel slavery, and all of the imagery and all of the things that were negative for so many, 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 many years. But then I also live in a city, and I lived in a city that was predominantly Black, that we were trying to transform for decades. And now I'm finding out in that city, it's worse than it's ever been. Schools are failing, high unemployment, you know, huge health disparities, you know, crime from our young Black men and women that I've never seen before in my life. Families are broken. So you can't blame some white guy at the gate. You have to blame the Black leadership that represents those communities. You have to blame the so-called Black church by standing around and letting it happen, because the Black church of today is a part of the Democratic Party. It's a part of that cult. They're the proxies of the negative messaging that Black Americans get about the future of our group. So I can talk about all of this stuff, and if you're uncomfortable about it, that's your problem. The fact of the matter is we have to do a better job of healing ourselves from what we were taught to hate each other. One of the things this young man mentioned about 6 months ago, I can't remember when I heard it, but I'll never forget what he said. He said, you know, victimhood is a corporation in this country, and that Black Americans and minorities have been eating at the trough of the grievance industrial complex. That was profound, that, you know, we are now in a country of victims as opposed to a country of leaders and critical thinkers. We're now a country that surrenders our power to a government that never cared about us. We're now in a country that church, you know, zooms in, you know, Jesus and takes the devil's money. But now, you know, Fauci is our God as opposed to God, the most omnipresent being in our life, where we should be worshiping there. We turned our bodies over to Fauci. I mean, what is going on? What has happened to us? People need to wake up and go in the mirror. Don't just brush your teeth tomorrow morning. Go in the mirror and say, what have we become? How did we destroy our families? How are there 46% single mothers in this country now? I mean, what have we done to ourselves? So we have to fight for it all now. This is a brawl for it all. This is a brawl to preserve humanity.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. So what about education? Talk to me a minute about remodeling education.
I think that years. Education is not remodeling it. I mean, the whole education system for decades has been, I call them the factories of death. We have to take our kids out of those schools and appropriate our taxpayers' money to education that really brings value to those children's and those young adults' lives. We have to stop them from being brainwashed by these liberal professors that are teaching them things that they don't deeply understand all of the complexities of it. We have to break our kids out of these schools where they can't write, where they can't read, where they're learning just to take tests as opposed to learning how to be effective human beings or effective human capital. And that's one of the things that the Zelenko Freedom Foundation that we're working on. That's why I want people to come and join us at zfreedomfoundation.org. And I want people to come and really, you know, come and join us at our fundraisers, because we want to become a sustainable institution where nobody can tell us what to do. And we're moving quickly. And I think the people that we have on our team are just giving us all of themselves, because we know that if we can have an institution like this, the Zelenko Freedom Foundation, we can be the anti-Bill and Linda Gates Foundation. We can be the anti-World Economic Forum Foundation. We can be the anti-World Health Organization Foundation. We're going to be standing in the gap, and we're going to be doing all of the good work that's necessary. And we're going to fulfill Dr. Zelenko's dream to build a better world where love wins.
All right. All right. I love that. I love that. And you have a speaker series coming up soon. You mentioned that early. Give us a little more information about that in case anyone wants to go out there and see.
Yeah. September the 29th, you can go on our website, Zelenko Freedom Foundation, and buy tickets. They're $75. They're moving very, very fast. Well, we're going to be giving out the Rose Award, and we're going to be having a deep conversation, well, I think, with five of the most brilliant women of their time. And this is the Rosa Parks Award. That's what we call it, the Rose Award. You know, Barbara Lowe Fisher, Christiane Northrup, you know, Sherry Tenpenny, Judy Mikovits, Barbara Lowe Fisher. And we have a special guest that's going to be introducing all of them, is Carrie Madej. So this is on September the 29th from 6 to 9. And please, we only have 250 slots. So tickets are going really, really fast. We really want you to show up and stand in the gap for these women that have stood in the gap for us. And then on November the 12th, the big black tie event, that's going to really set the standard by giving the first Zelenko Freedom Award to an honoree that we're not going to be talking about until we get closer to the date and making that announcement. But we have a lot of influencers that are going to be showing up all around the country that are fighting as patriots and medical freedom movement people. I think it's just going to be transformative evening.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, folks. So limited seating left for that, limited ticket availability. Get on over there to the website. Was that zfreedomfoundation.org? Is that where they go?
Yep, that's it.
Zfreedomfoundation.org. All right. That's where you want to go. You want to add that one to your bookmarks because you're going to want to be visiting this site and supporting this site and keeping up with the Zelenko report. And there's a lot of good stuff going on there. I actually also, when I was on the site, I checked out the letter that Ann Vandersteel wrote there, one of the co-chairs at the Zelenko Freedom Foundation, the statement about Anthony Fauci stepping down. Can I read that real quick?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, just as an example of the kind of stuff that you guys are doing, this is important too. Quote, It's not enough that Anthony Fauci is stepping down. No person in the country is more responsible for the disastrous response to COVID and the erosion of faith in the medical profession and our healthcare system in general than Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's got a lot of explaining to do once he is indicted for crimes against humanity. His role in fostering the funding of the Wuhan lab responsible for the release of the bioterrorism attack claiming the lives of millions must be pursued in The Hague. While we are pleased to hear that Dr. Fauci is stepping down, sadly, his decision comes 2.5 years too late for the victims of his policies. We would wish him luck in his new endeavors. However, we're just not hypocritical enough to do that. So, you know, very, very punchy words there. Very well said. So you guys are clearly not pulling any punches over here and serious about what you're doing. I love the path here. I love the path. I love, again, you know, public policy, education, strong communities. They got the speaker series going. They're giving out the Rose Award. Oh my gosh. You guys only started in June. I can't believe this. So this is really exciting stuff. I hope people get out there and check it out.
Yeah. I thank you. I appreciate it, Brian. Thank you for promoting us that way. I really, really do. And for the rest of the TNT audience, you know, we have a lot of work to do, so we all need to stand in the gap to preserve life for our children. And thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Zelenko report, how often is that? Where do people find that?
That's every day. That's on Brighteon every day from 1 to 2. Every day, Anne is pushing it out, and I join her occasionally. She's masterful at getting the information out and having, you know, she has great skills on interviewing, you know, the people that come on the show. And I got to tell you, it's just been exciting. You know, every day we're working every day to, you know, stand up this foundation and make sure it's standing standing on truth and, you know, fulfilling, you know, Dr. Zelenko's dream to spread truth like a mantra.
Absolutely. Spread truth like a mantra, folks. That's so important. That's what we're doing over here at TNT. That's what our guest and his colleagues are doing at the Zelenko Freedom Foundation. That's zfreedomfoundation.org. And yeah, go visit the website. Make sure you're signed up for the Zelenko Report podcast. Kevin, thank you once again for joining us. This is Kevin Jenkins. Once again, everybody, the Zelenko Freedom Foundation, get involved. Kevin, over to you for any final words. You got about 30 seconds.
Well, I just want everybody to inhale God and exhale fear and get out there and work together to save the planet. There you go.
I love it. All right, everybody, breathe. Just take a moment. I know it's intense. Take a moment and breathe. We can do this, and it's going to be a lot of work, but you know what?
Inhale God and exhale fear.
There you go. There you go. There we go, everybody. We're going to go to top of the hour news. Thank you so much, Kevin. I look forward to having you back on again, and we'll be back with Kent Moyer.